Effect mark, can the washing of the kohen's hand and feet be done by dipping them into water of the kir? Or do you have to actually wash them? Maybe since the pasuk says mimenu, it teaches that the water must be from it, but dipping into it wouldn't be kosher. Or maybe we said even dipping into it is kosher. Effect mark, Nachman Yitzchak said, the Braisa quote earlier said that if a kohen dipped his hands into the water of a ditch and he then did the avodah, it would be possible. It suggests if he dipped it in the same way into the water of the kir, it would be kosher. Mark says it's not a proof. The reason the Braisa uses the case of the water in the ditch is because we would think that since such water can be used to toivel one's whole body, it certainly can be used to toivel one's hands. However, the inference regarding kir cannot be made. Rechiba Yosef said the water of the kir becomes possible for the purpose of washing the hands and feet of a kohen who will be doing the avodah for the matirin, meaning the part of the carbon that will permit the rest of the carbon to be offered or eaten, like the zrika, for example. So again, so the water of the kir becomes possible for the purpose of washing the hands and the feet of the kohen who's going to be doing these matirin, the avodah of the matirin, in the same way that the matirin themselves become possible. What do you mean? Just like blood becomes possible at sundown, the water in the kir also becomes possible at sundown to use for a kohen who needs to wash to do such an avodah of the matirin. The water becomes possible for washing of a kohen who will be offering the limbs of a carbon in the same way that the limbs themselves become possible. You know what I mean? At daybreak. Rav Chisda said that even for purposes of matirin, the water only becomes possible in a way that the limbs become possible, meaning at daybreak. Rabbi Yochanan said, once the kir is lowered into the bar before sunset, it may not be taken out until after daybreak. Does this mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds that kir's water may not be used at night for a night avodah if it's taken out of the bar at any point in the night? We find that Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ilva said that if the kir was not lowered into the bar at night, it may be used for washing at the night avodah, and on the next day it's not used for washing. This contradicts what he says over here. And for the Gemara, when Rabbi Yochanan said it may not be taken out until daybreak, he means for the purposes of day avoidus. However, for night avoidus, it would be fine. In fact, if this is what Rabbi Yochanan means, he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. And for the Gemara, the difference would be that Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef holds that the water becomes possible immediately at sunset, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it does not become possible until daybreak. However, he requires it to be lowered into the bar at sunset as a gzeira. Frequently, we find that Rabbi Yochanan says that a kohen would wash his hands and feet before doing the Trumas HaDeshem, which was before daybreak. And we don't find that he would require the kir to be lowered back into the bari after that. Now, according to Rav, who explained that ruling of Rabbi Yochanan as following Rabbi Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, we can answer that's the reason it is not lowered, lowered again. Whereas our ruling of Rabbi Yochanan follows Rebbe, and that's why the kir has to be lowered during the night. However, according to Abaye, who says that the ruling of Rabbi Yochanan was said according to Rebbe, why is it that here he holds that the kir must be in the bar all night, and in the ruling regarding Trumas HaDeshen, he allows the kir to be used before daybreak? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan means that after it's used by the kohen for the Trumas HaDeshen, the kir would have to again be lowered into the bar until after daybreak. In fact, if it's mutter because it's lowered again, why do Rabbi Yochanan and Ilfa say that the kir was raised out during the night and may not be used for washing the next day? And for the Gemara, what he meant was that if washing was done before daybreak, the kohen does not need to wash again the next day. That's what he meant. In fact, does this mean that Rabbi Yochanan would say that the water is even kosher for a kohen to offer matirin? If so, he's saying the same thing like Rabbi Chisda. And for the Gemara, the difference between them would be Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a mitzvah to have it lowered into the bar for the whole night, so that we're certain that it will be that way at daybreak. Rav Chisda does not have that concern, and therefore does not require that it be lowered all night. Talking about the Mishnah says that no one saw the kohen who went to do the Trumas HaDeshek. I mean, it was still too dark to see him, or they even heard him. They never even heard him until they heard the pulley system that Ben Cotton had made for the kir. At that point, the kohen would say, "Oh, it's reached the time for us to go wash our hands and feet from the kir." Now, presumably, the noise of the pulley system was for the kir being raised from the bar. This shows that the kir was lowered to the bar all night, and this is shver kohen to Rav Chisda. After more, no, the noise came from the kohen lowering the kir into the bar for daybreak, not bringing it up. A pulley system wouldn't be needed for the lowering of the kir, so why was it creating noise? Where it says the pulley system was used for the lowering as well as the raising. Why? To make a noise to some of the other kahanim that it was time to come. But they had the Gavini, the announcer, who would announce to them that it's time to come. So why do they need more noise from a pulley system? Where it said they wanted to make two signals that it was time to come so that people have two opportunities to be told that the time has come.